It's still a bit surreal. What we've achieved is unbelievable, but I'm delighted. I'm gutted for Daryl, absolutely, in a way, because I've got a lot of time for him and he's done a great job here. And when they just missed out on the league title like they did, it must be a sickening way to lose it. But I just think, like I said, when it went to all and it went to penalties, I just thought it was going to be our day.
Why was that in just the way it sort of panned
out? I just think sometimes in football you get that bit of luck, you get that bit of destiny, if you like, really. And I think sometimes when I saw that it was Keds coming up for the last one, I feel for Keds because he's a great player. I just felt that his third penalty, it was going to be one of them, that it might be difficult, and delighted.
Lee Morgan was saying that Will Godwin's got to take the credit. He told him to...
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, fair play to Will then. Fair play to Will. But no, I'm pleased. It's one of them. D's missed and you think, oh, maybe not, but I thought we deserved that, to be honest. I was gutted to be 2-1 down, but we kept going. Delighted.
How did you stay so calm when Didi scored? Everyone was on the pitch apart from you.
I sort of went to, and then I came off. I'm one of them. Like, I generally enjoyed the game today. Even when it was 2-1 down, I thought, I've enjoyed the day. I sat on the bench, I said to Nicky, it feels really weird. I said, I used to run about on this pitch, and then I'm sat in there as manager of Maidstone, right in front of 4,000 people. I don't remember there being 4,000 people when I played here. And I said it's a bit of a weird feeling. But I generally enjoyed it. I thought the atmosphere was great. I thought the Ebbsfleet fans were great. I must admit, they've shown a bit of class. Barney there brought over some champagne to me and said, congratulations. Daryl was a class act at the end. And they're a club that I'm sure will win promotion next season.